This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. As the world's total number of coronavirus cases hit 11.5 million on Monday, governments were struggling with how to reopen their economies or, in some cases, to reimpose shutdowns. In Australia, officials announced Monday the closure of the border between Victoria and New South Wales, the country's two most populous states, after a spike in new infections. The length of the closure is indefinite. It marks the first such move in Australia since a flu pandemic 100 years ago. Israel announced Monday it is closing all bars, clubs, gyms, and public swimming pools. Because of a rise in cases in the country, it will also reduce occupancy at restaurants and places of worship. The country has more than 30,000 confirmed cases and more than 330 Israeli COVID victims have died. In the United States, where cases have been rising in most states, authorities in some areas, including Florida and Texas, have reimposed restrictions. Officials in Florida's largest county, Miami-Dade, on Monday ordered the closure of restaurants, gyms, fitness centers, and other indoor venues. Beaches were closed for the holiday weekend but will reopen on Tuesday. In New York, indoor restaurant dining has been postponed indefinitely in order to prevent a rise in new infections. And Harvard University has announced it will reopen in the fall with fewer than half of its undergraduates on campus, and all courses will be taught remotely. India reported more than 23,000 new coronavirus cases Monday, making it the country in the world with the third highest number of cases, just after the United States and Brazil. Until Monday, Russia had that distinction. And in Pakistan, the country's health minister tested positive for coronavirus. Pakistan's foreign minister tested positive for the virus last week. Both officials say their cases are mild. This is VOA News. United Nations says global HIV/AIDS targets for 2020 will not be met and that some progress could be lost, in part because of the coronavirus pandemic, which has seriously impacted the HIV/AIDS response. Some 25 million of the 38 million people living with HIV now have access to antiretroviral therapy, but the UN body that works on HIV and AIDS, known as UNAIDS, says despite expanding HIV treatment coverage, progress is stalling. Over the past 2 years, new infections have plateaued at 1.7 million a year. AIDS-related deaths have dropped only slightly, from 730,000 in 2018 to 690,000 last year. COVID-19 poses an additional threat to the HIV/AIDS response because it can prevent people from accessing treatment. The UN estimates if HIV patients are cut off from treatment for the next 6 months, it could lead to a half million more deaths in sub-Saharan Africa over the next year. The World Health Organization warned on Monday that 73 countries are at risk of running out of AIDS drugs because of the pandemic. More than 600 companies say they won't advertise on Facebook and its sister firm Instagram in July as part of a campaign called Stop Hate for Profit. The boycott's demands include strengthening Facebook's control of hate speech and cracking down on misinformation campaigns, especially as they pertain to voting. Industry analysts say that Facebook, which made $70 billion in sales last year, mostly in advertising, will likely not feel a pinch to its bottom line as a result of the boycott. Just three of its top 25 advertisers are participating in the campaign. Facebook says it doesn't tolerate hate speech and notes it has an automated system to remove inflammatory ads before users see them. Poland's President Andrzej Duda on Monday proposed changing the constitution to ban LGBT couples from adopting children ahead of Sunday's presidential runoff, in which the candidates are polling neck and neck. The opposition centrist Civic Platform candidate, Warsaw Mayor Rafał Trzaskowski, said this weekend he is also against the adoption of children by LGBT couples. Duda is an ally of the ruling nationalist Law and Justice Party, which dismisses LGBT rights as an invasive foreign influence undermining Poland's traditional values. A majority amounting to two-thirds of the lower house of parliament is needed to change the constitution. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and you're listening to VOA News.